Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We have a great show for you today. And today I want to talk about how every single relationship that we have, that we come into contact with, that we interact with, every single relationship pushes us forward to understand ourselves, pushes us forward to see ourselves clearly. And I find it interesting because people ask me, you know, hey, Ashley, I really want to work on purpose. I really want to focus, you know, after I've gotten through this toxic relationship and after I've let go of this marriage and I've moved on and I've been working to strengthen myself and I'm at that point and, you know, I feel better about dealing with this and I understand where this is coming from and I'm not reactive anymore and I'm responding and I'm beginning to see my value as a person separate from other people and I'm realizing that I don't need to find my value in others and I'm at that point now to find my purpose. And I always think that purpose can be very cool and it can be very daunting all at the same time, right? Because you go, oh my God, I gotta find my purpose. You know, God, purpose is a big deal, right? I mean, it's like, that's like you're not just driving up, you know, to the fast food restaurant, you know, and speaking into the clown's mouth and asking for purpose. You know, this is kind of a big deal. We're like, oh, I gotta think about this. This is my life. This is what I do from A to B. This is who I am. And I gotta figure out purpose. Well, you know what? I'm here to tell you, I figured out some stuff about purpose. And one of the things that I figured out about purpose is that purpose is about getting to know ourselves. Purpose is about understanding who we are. Purpose is about what we're doing on this planet. But it's not about some career move. It's not about, oh my gosh, I gotta do this. It's not about this, not about that. It's not about, oh, what am I gonna do for a living? It's about getting to know who we are and learning who we are and what makes us tick, quite honestly. And I find that to be very interesting because I find that a lot of us get lost in the shuffle because we think that it's all about doing, okay? We think it's all about a doing process. And obviously, I feel that purpose is great, but it's all about learning. It's all about learning, and that's where we are from A to B. That's where we are to A to B. So we have to begin to learn who we are, right? We have to begin to learn who we are. Who are we? You know, and the way that we do this, besides the fact of going introspectively, besides the fact of understanding who we are, besides the fact of getting to know ourselves, besides the work that we do, besides the internal work that we do, besides all that stuff, the meditation, right? Besides all those things, besides really taking that time to be our friend, the time of, you know, being introspective, the time to really be your best friend. And I have a lot of videos out there on a platform called YouTube. If you get a chance, just go to YouTube and I'll probably put this list of videos out pretty soon. I'll see if George can do that here later on. But at the same point, it's about being your best friend and connecting with you. And those are ways that we really get to know ourselves. However, what I found is that our relationships with other people, okay, this is the caveat here. So a lot of times we believe that we're here on this planet to have relationships with other people. The relationships with other people is great. It's great. I think, though, it's more of an ancillary situation. I think it's kind of an additive. It's great. And yes, we're supposed to have relationships, but we actually think that we're supposed to get to know them, like, inside and out, which is a good thing if we actually participate and care. But really, every time we get to know someone else more and more, we're getting to know ourselves. It's kind of like the concept of when people say, you know, I gave, you know, to charity or what have you, and giving felt so good, you know, it was like giving to myself. And so, yes, yeah, so that's how it all kind of comes full circle. So I want to start today's conversation with one of the groups of people that we really get to know ourselves through. And that group of people is what we call parents, right? Our parents are some of the, well, yeah, they're kind of full, they're kind of right in the center stage. They're center stage of the people that we get to learn a lot about ourselves on. And some of you, okay, some of us, wonderful experiences. Some of us, not wonderful experiences. Some of you, completely toxic experiences. Some of you, somewhere in the middle. Some of you didn't have really experience because they weren't ever there. Okay, some of you might have had the most amazing parents, and I know that I have some friends, you know, some of them, very few, but some of them who actually had these amazing family experiences. And I find it interesting because I found that parents can go into two different groups, right? I apologize, there's three groups, right? So we have what I would like to call the ones that validate. We have the ones that don't validate. And then we have the third that, well, they aren't really present. Okay, like they don't really, they're kind of focusing on their life. The fact that you exist, well, that's great. But, you know, I feel like there's the three types of parents. So we have the validation parents, the ones that validate what we do, that, you know, that see, who we are, that really work to be there and be supportive. And then we have the group that don't validate, the ones that you have to jump through hoops for, the ones that seem to never be happy, the ones that need to see other people see that you're great, for them to see that you're great. You need, like, it's almost like they need to see the outside validation from other people. And until they see it, they don't really want to validate you. And then you have that group that I call kind of, they're missing, right? They're not mean, they're not nice, they're just kind of there. Having kids was something that happened, but it wasn't something that they put a lot of effort into. Sometimes that could be someone that's kind of lost. Sometimes it could be folks that are very self-centered, and selfish. Sometimes it can be, folks that really just aren't really connected with themselves emotionally, like completely unconnected emotionally with themselves, that they're so unable to connect with other people, including their children. Always an interesting dynamic, you know. And I find that depending on that relationship, because that relationship is so, it's there in your really youthful age. It starts at such an early age. It's basically the basis and structure of a lot of the ways that you think, feel, see things. And so that relationship in its own is very, very important. And so when we think about parents, yes, some of you may say, you know, hey, to be honest with you, Ashley, I didn't have good parenting. You know, I had to do things for myself. I found myself, you know, scraping and scratching to get by. I really feel X, Y, Z. And I get it, you know. And then you have folks that are like, you know, hey, I really enjoyed, you know, spending time with my family. And we feel like we actually, you know, kind of see eye to eye. And that validation piece is important, you know. However, most of us, and I would say the majority of us, were not validated by their family. Now, some of you might have been, and that's amazing, terrific, awesome. You know, that's already, it's already like being a step ahead, right? It's like, it's kind of like being born and, you know, the day you're born, you know, they put $1 million in your account. It's way better than that. It's worth $1 billion, right? So it's like you're validated by your family. They love you. They take care of you. You won the lottery if that's what happened when you were a kid. So most people, you know, I feel did not win completely the parental lottery. Because most of our parents don't know their value, they don't see their value, so they can't validate you, okay? If I don't see my value, I can't validate you. I can't do something for you that I can't do for me, okay? And that's really the hardcore truth. I don't care what title you give people. They cannot validate you unless they can validate themselves. And see, that's where we go into this emotional crossroads when we talk about, you know, parent, mom, dad, like that automatically conjures something in your mind, right? It automatically conjures that they're supposed to be at that level. Like, you don't sit there and say best friend about somebody that you know, you don't care about. You don't sit there and say, oh, my bestie, Unless it's like one of your besties. Now, some of you might go around telling everybody they're a bestie. I get it. You're politically correct. You should run for office. But, you know, the thing is that I feel that for the most part, you know, when we look at this parent dynamic and we see it and we understand it and we understand that that validation piece is what's missing for most of humanity, we begin to see the conundrum of what we're dealing with here. Because, you know, honestly, the system is rigged this way where it's cycle after cycle, pattern after pattern. The only way to break the cycle pattern is to have awareness and knowledge. The only way to get awareness and knowledge in the situation is to look outside of yourself and then begin to look introspectively, right? And finding someone really quick here, finding someone quite honestly that understands the situation and has been there, done that, validated themselves, done it the right way, continues to do it, knows how to do it on a daily basis, teaches you how to do it and how you get there. That's the only way that we pass up the cycle. That's it. And so a lot of times, right, you know, we have a lot of family members that don't want to work with somebody because they think it makes them look weak. We have folks that don't even know that this exists. We have people that don't even have an idea that validation is a big deal. Most people don't even realize that the reason why they get into toxic relationships and let people walk all over them is because they want the other person to validate them. That's it. I mean, mic drop. I'm done. You know, we'll be done. We're going to take a break for a while. No, seriously, but think about it. It's about the validation. If this person sees my value, then I'm good. I'm golden. But isn't it interesting how when people see our value or they validate us, it's interesting because a lot of times the validation itself doesn't matter. You know why? When you can have a bunch of people validate you and that validation doesn't seem to matter is because the only real validation that matters is the validation of yourself. I know, it's kind of deep. I get it. It's a lot there today. It's a lot to take in. I know you're like, it's Saturday, and I've only had 2 cups of coffee. This is too much. But yeah, so like the parent concept, you know, it's like, okay, you know, I get it. But we have to sit there, and yes, we have to see the problems in the system. And I know a lot of people go, well, I don't want to harp on my parents. My parents did the best they could. You know, it's not about harping on them. It's just about seeing the truth. And then some of you might have had good ones that really did show the validation piece and help you to learn who you are. But again, each one of these relationships, no matter how healthy or toxic it was, what did it do? It actually got you to look within yourself. Sometimes some of the most unhealthy relationships in our life are some of the most powerful relationships in our life as long as we allow ourselves to see it that way. It's all about a shift in perspective, okay? Because it's hard. It's like the concept of yes and no. It's like the concept of yes and no, right? We want to hear, I mean, we've been taught our whole life we want to hear yes, right? But when we hear no, we're like, oh, is it because they don't like me or they don't want to do this or they, you know, and no creates all this internal static and pain. When sometimes when we get no from somebody, it could be the absolute best thing that we ever get in our life. And it's the one saving grace. So when I return, I'm going to be talking more about the relationships that we have, how they mirror us, how we're able to learn about ourselves more, how we're able to understand ourselves more, because that's key. And we're going to go through all that. I'm going to explain the different types of relationships, how that happens, what you can do, all that good stuff. And we got a great show coming up. Also, later on in the hour, Dan Nelson's going to be here live in studio.
We're all
here
striving to live our truth.
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir, Anatomy of a Patient, as a journal of my battle with a life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die, or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Glad that you're here today, here live on Live Your True Life Perspectives. We're having a great show. And today, I've been talking about the concept of how every single relationship in our life honestly and absolutely pushes forward the relationship that we have with ourselves. No joke. That's what we got here. No joke. Every relationship, no matter if we consider them healthy, positive, unhealthy, toxic, deranged, doesn't matter how we define it, but it helps us to see who we are. Because again, when we go back to the concept of purpose, you know, folks ask me, what is purpose and how do I find purpose? You know, purpose is actually, the whole concept of purpose is based on finding one's true self, is finding one's situation, it's finding the identity of somebody. It's doing it again. It's finding the identity of somebody, maybe it's working, finding the identity of our person, of who we are, of what we're doing, and what we're trying to strive for. And right before the break, I begin talking about parents and how our connection with parents are so important. Whether it was a healthy or unhealthy situation, this concept is very important to understand. And right now, I'd like to kind of start delving into the concept of friends. Because friends are so important in understanding where and what we are doing. Friends are who we are. Friends, our friends are the family that we didn't have, right? And so it's like coming together, experiencing and sharing our situations together and not feeling alone. And I think that that's really powerful. It's about having that and sharing that. And I think that we find our friends, and some of us have to clean house a lot because, you know, maybe it wasn't the right perfect friends. Maybe we had to learn from that, because a lot of times we might find some folks that we stumble upon, but we learn from them. We grow from them. And some of the most toxic friendships you've had made you really check yourself and ask yourself, why am I in this? Why am I in this relationship? What happened? Okay, why am I in this relationship? Why did this happen? And where am I going from here? And that's always an interesting situation that I find. I find that that can be very powerful. I also find that our friendships can really be quite amazing when it comes to finding some people that are not only authentic, but also understand who we are and what we're trying to do on this planet and where we're trying to go. And I find that our friends can really be that family that we've had for so long. That could be the family that we never had. It could be the family that we are walking through. It could be the family that we are really learning from that actually makes sense. You know, I find that our significant others as well are very interesting too. Our significant others as well are very interesting too. And I find that because, you know, that whole concept of being with somebody, living with somebody, married to somebody, is always very powerful, because we're putting somebody right into our life. We're putting someone right into the situation. We're putting someone into our household. Even if you're not married, if you're living together, but you're with somebody quite a bit of time. And in that time, you get to know someone, right? But in that time, as you get to know that other person, what happens? You begin to get to know yourself. Perhaps you have some amazing experiences. Perhaps you get triggered by that other person. Perhaps somehow or not you're reactive. But as we learn from this, we grow from this, we begin to understand why this is happening, why we're reactive, and what's triggering us. All these things help us to understand who we are and what we're here for. Without that other person, we wouldn't be able to really see who we are. Without that other person, we wouldn't really be able to understand who we are as far as what really makes us tick, because every interaction takes us to another level of understanding. And so when we return to be talking more about our relationships, more about our friends, and even getting a little deeper into our enemies, that can also, people that have been somewhat of an enemy in our life. Don't forget, Dan Nelson will be here in just a few minutes here in the next segment, talking about giving us the historical perspective, which is so fun. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in 2 shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spit into the plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true, full family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling those small bits of history. He travels the country doing research about things your family deserve to know. Check out Dan's website. Go to dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. And give the gift of your family history to your family.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra has been asked by Arizona's Attorney General to tour the border. Mark Brnovich said the conditions constitute a clear threat to the health of Americans and illegal immigrants. House Republican Burgess Owens says he's concerned about the record-breaking number of children being housed in cramped conditions.
19,000 unaccompanied children being held in those pods down south. In another 2 weeks, there's going to be a higher number, but a different group of 19,000.
emergency surgery for Congressman Dan Crenshaw. The Texas Republican says he noticed blurry spots and said the retina of his left eye was detaching. He had surgery in Houston on Friday and says he's now essentially blind for about a month. As a Navy SEAL, he lost his other eye in Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about the single relationship. Every relationship that you've ever had directly relates every single one to who you are. It mirrors us. It helps us to see ourselves. It helps us to understand who we are. It helps us to really get to that point of really seeing our true self. You know, living our true life, that's the concept, right? It's all about that. And it's interesting, I was bringing up right before the break the concept of the significant other. You know, whether you're married or not married, doesn't really matter, but you're spending a lot of time with this person, one way or another. You're interacting with them a lot, one way or another. And it's interesting how, you know, as we talk about some of the people that are closest to us, we can have some of the best relationships. Some of the people that are closest to us, we can have some of the most challenging relationships. I find that the more we're around somebody, the more we let it all hang out. The more we're around somebody, the more that we have a tendency of what? We have a tendency of, you know, taking it for granted sometimes. I mean, come around year two, I mean, come on. If you haven't taken your relationship for granted and you're 7 years in, 10 years in, then I am extremely impressed. The human being is almost devised to literally be that way over a period of time. Okay. And so we have to work really hard not to take other people for granted. But at the same point in time, sometimes our significant others can be very helpful, and sometimes our significant others can be very helpful. You heard that, right? They can be very helpful in a way that we see helpful. They can be very helpful in a way that we see hurtful. Right? So that's a very interesting concept to think about. And if you really think about that concept intrinsically on a deep level, you begin to realize that a lot of times, even though we feel like we're in pain and agony, sometimes we have to leave that relationship. Sometimes they leave us, right? And that's the catalyst to our change. It's the catalyst to what we have to do. Like, we wouldn't have done anything in the relationship differently until they left us, right? And it's like that had to take that to have the wake-up call. Now, I have seen some relationships where neither one has left, but if you walk into the situation and you're looking at it from a separate pair of eyes, you're saying to yourself, wow, why are these people still going through this process? And nobody's opening up the lines of communication. What I've realized is the less we communicate, the more problems we have. The less we communicate, the more problems we have. The more we're able to communicate and talk with one another, the more that we're able to understand one another, the more we're able to understand ourselves. I know some of you out there, you feel like you're walking on eggshells. You come home, you want to talk about how you feel, but you feel like you can't, so you keep it all in. And that becomes a big problem because you feel like you're sacking all your emotions and feelings inside of you, and you're losing yourself. Okay, and that's true. That's not a dramatic way of looking at it. It's true. In all honesty, to some degree, you are kind of losing yourself because you are unable to communicate your feelings with the person that you're supposed to be able to communicate your feelings with. I mean, heck, you know, it's like when we put somebody in that spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend role, that's a big role. That's a hardcore role. That's a big one. You know, you don't just put anybody in there. Right? I mean, that's the thing. So it's like we have to look at that significant other and say, okay, I understand that we got some good times. I understand that there's certain things, though, about this relationship that just don't seem to work. How do we make this work? Okay, what is my issue with this? What is my trigger point with this? And some of the arguments that we can have with them, it's very interesting. What I found, too, is that when people get into arguments, and this is really across the board, I find that sometimes people can be saying stuff to you about you, but I find that some of the stuff that comes out of their mouth is directly related to stuff about them. And the more unconscious somebody is to their reality, the more that they think that what they're saying to you is for you, even though it's a direct comment to themselves. The more aware and conscious an individual is, the more they realize that what comes out of their mouth needs to be said properly. Because you can't ever take it back. But I understand being in the heat of the moment. I get it. I mean, we've all done it. I understand saying things that you wish you could take back, but you can't. But it's interesting how we react to certain things. And it's not until we begin to step back emotionally and see that the arguments that we have with our spouse, well, some of them have to do directly with our spouse, but some of them have to do directly with how we feel deep down inside, about how we feel about something that we may not have actually come into fruition and thought of based on the fact that we haven't really thought about it consciously, whatever that issue is. And so the argument's probably not anywhere about what the argument is. It's something in the middle that's generating some sort of emotional response, right? And that's where we really need to go. That's where the rubber meets the road. Because then we realize, okay, I'm not really arguing the fact that this person, you know, took my toothpaste. I'm not arguing the fact, and the fact that they took my toothpaste, and it's, and they didn't tell me they took the toothpaste, and now they got the toothpaste in the bathroom, and now I know it, and they lied to me. It's not about the toothpaste. It's not about the items. A lot of times what we're holding on to is resentment, but the resentment is coming from other things in the relationship that we have to understand and determine, excavate those issues, and come out the other side, not only getting to know them and having communication, but helping us to understand us completely. And that's what I find is extremely valuable. That's what I find is powerful. And that's where we need to be at, quite honestly. I mean, that's where I feel like we have to be at. And so once we understand that, we're exactly where we need to be. So, yeah, so let's talk a little bit about, well, let's talk about historical perspective. You know, I find it interesting, and we're going to talk more about relationships. We're going to talk more about our relationships. We're going to talk more about the enemies. We're going to talk more about when we hear yes and no, because remember, these are all big concepts here. These are all big concepts because a lot of times when we have somebody toxic around us, right, it's creating that reality that makes us get upset. We have the argument. We're fighting them. We begin on the battlefield every day with that person. All we see is the battle, but we don't realize the battle is not about the argument and who wins. The battle is actually getting to know ourselves. Okay, and that's what it is. When we deflect into something else, when we deflect, that's when we lose the war. Okay, so when I return, we're talking about this, but I really want to get into this concept of our historical perspective. And so we have our resident historian here, Dan Nelson, in studio today. Dan, great to see you. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Ashley. Glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. Glad to have you. So let me know, what are you talking about today?
Well, this is sort of a curious story that came about when someone's ancestor had gone from on a ship, you know, on an expedition. You think leaving Scotland, they're going to come to America or Canada maybe. But this person actually went to Panama, and you're like, what? Panama? I never heard of any Scotsman going to Panama. There's, you know, nobody with a Mick in front of their name down there. And so it turns out that many years ago, and of course, you know, you always hear nowadays, oh, the stock market's going to have a bubble. The real estate market's going to have a bubble. Well, bubbles have been going on for years. One of the earliest ones in history was the tulip bubble. Everybody wanted to own tulip bulbs. So there was a bubble called the South Seas bubble, and this was part of it. So you had all these Scotsmen and some Englishmen who got together and said, we're going to form a company, basically a Scottish company that competed with, like, the East India Company and other charter companies. And these companies basically had sovereign rights wherever they operated, and they didn't pay taxes for a while. So it was a good gig if you could be a shareholder in one of these companies and go out and sort of profit from the New World. So a very powerful person, William Paterson, convinced all these people that the best scheme was for them to establish a colony in Panama. It was called Darien. And when you think about Panama, you're like, why would they go there? Well, they saw the same thing you see today when you look at a map. Of course, recently we've all been talking about the Suez Canal and why it's, you know, delaying us having our consumer goods. Well, Panama was a quicker way viewed as if you could figure it out. Of course, it took many years to build the Panama Canal, but if you could figure it out, you could capture a lot of trade between the Atlantic and the Pacific without going through the danger of rounding Cape Horn. So they sent this colony out to Panama, and it was quite a few people. I mean, they had, I think, over 1,200 people landed successfully in this little place called Darien, which you could find on a map today if you were studying a map of Panama. It's got a little accent over the E now. It didn't have back then. And they're really poorly provisioned, and then they just really weren't ready for the geography, you know, the climate, the topography. So they didn't do well, and then the Spanish found out they were there and came and killed a bunch of them, and others died from disease and so forth. And they the survivors went back, you know, on the remaining ship. But the interesting thing is you say, okay, that happened. A few people, you know, lost some time and lives and treasure and all that. But it was just so significant. It took 25% of the wealth out of Scotland was lost on that expedition because it was so big to finance it, and so many people had jumped in. You know, it's like we hear today, ooh, GameStop. Okay, well, that was GameStop. Everybody had to get in. You know, you don't want to miss out. Well, they're all in, and then the thing's a failure. So it actually had a lot to do because people say, well, why is Scotland part of the United Kingdom? You know, why did it become not, say, sort of a separate country? Mm-hmm. Part of it was they had so much debt at that point in time. They basically had to say, hey, we'll let you take us over and you'll relieve us of the debt. And that was how Scotland became part of England. So bubbles can have, or became part of Great Britain, which was, you know, England was where all the power was. So it really tells you how, you know, a bubble can end up turning into really some severe consequences. You can personally lose your money, but whole countries can basically go bankrupt if they get a big enough bubble. We had one, was it 10 years ago with Iceland, you know, something like that, where basically the whole, and they've dug their way out, but countries basically get so enamored with, oh, it's always going to get better, it's always going to be greater than it is, people don't have reserves, they just bet it all, and then it, you know, can blow up on them. So That was an early story that, you know, I'd come across there, and eventually somebody did figure out how to build a canal across Panama, but that's another story for another day. There was a
You don't want to go there?
No, there was several hundred years in between those attempts, but it, you know, people have been trying to figure out how to corner the market on trade since people started trading.
It's interesting. The whole concept of history is interesting because a lot of stuff you find, though, it's pretty hard. I mean, you have to look high and low to find some of this, right?
Yeah. You know, I'd never heard this story before, and I'm a history buff, obviously, and I'd just never come across it. If it hadn't been for this person going on this expedition, and he lived, by the way, and later went to America, so let's hear it for James Christie. He was a survivor. But if it hadn't been that he'd gone, I don't know that I would ever come across the story because it's fairly well buried. It's not like I ordered a book on it and read the book because I was that intrigued by it. But it's not like something you come across in a class or in a textbook. You know, it was maybe in Scotland or something. I don't know. But the rest of the world doesn't really know much about it. And it's just interesting to think of, you know, these. It's one thing to sort of wrap your head around Spanish conquistadors going across Panama and, you know, seeking their fortune. And we can all get that in our head because we've heard so many stories about, you know, the Spanish in the desert, the Spanish in the jungle, you know, basically breaking into the New World. But you don't think about Scotsmen down there with their kilts in the jungle swatting at mosquitoes. You know? Nobody's made that movie, you know. It's waiting to be made.
Could be interesting.
Yeah, it's waiting to be made. But,
that could be an interesting movie. It could be an interesting movie. No, I haven't really heard a lot of the stuff that you talk about. I haven't really heard a lot. I haven't really come across it on Google or anything like that. So I do find it pretty fascinating.
It was funny listening to, you know, the show so far. I had dinner last night with some people in a network group. But the guy sitting across from me, he was talking about his parents' divorce, and he said his father's main requirement that his mother pay for him to have the History Channel on cable TV because he was a history buff and he wanted him to still have that access to history. And I thought, well, now that's pretty cool when, you know, divorces start deciding what TV channels are going to be left. So, you know, everybody's got to have their legacy. So I guess his dad was to make sure that his son had access to history. And to this day, he's a history buff and interested in it. So
that's pretty cool. Yeah. That's really cool. And I know many of you out there listening are like, yes, my parents went through their divorce, or when your parents went through divorce, you definitely went through the divorce as well. And it depends on how old you were, and I think, you know, the younger it depends, the older it depends, you know, and how it affects us, right?
Yep, absolutely. It's not something that the parents just do on their own. A lot of times parents think they can hide some of that trauma from their children, but kids are a lot more intuitive than we give them credit for.
And it's interesting too, I find that, you know, in this dynamic, a lot of times folks want to stay together because they don't want to break up the family. And I find that, yes, kids are very connected to the source. And so the younger, the more aware these children are. And I've realized that there's really no covering that up. And I know that folks out there, you've been through it or you're going through the process. You know, it's not about beating yourself up. It's about how to create the most positive environment you can in that situation. How to create a positive environment for you. How to create a positive environment for your soon-to-be ex as well as your children and non-toxic environment. And this is all very important, you know, so this is all very important stuff. And we'll be talking more here at the end of the hour on some more of these relationships. Dan, so amazing to have you here today.
I was glad to be here. It was an interesting show. I do see these patterns in families where generation after generation, you know, things fall apart, they get married again, and then it falls apart again, and then the kids do the same thing. I mean, you talked about it. If somebody isn't intentional in terms of changing that dynamic, it just, you know, continues to go.
So true. Dan will be back next week for sure here. And in the meantime, stay tuned because we're going to be talking more about these relationships, more about how to really connect, more about how to understand yourself, some tips and tricks on how to do that, how to be your best friend, which is even cooler because guess what? We actually have the opportunity to be our best friend, which is so cool. So stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. Well, we'll be back this time in two shakes.
Okay. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about how every relationship actually helps to mirror your relationship with yourself. We just heard Dan Nelson, our resident historian. He'll be back next week as well. And it's interesting how we learn a lot about ourselves through these relationships. And earlier, before our historical perspective, I was talking about the concept of being able to learn from our significant other, being able to see our truth based on our interactions with our significant other. And I know that some of you have interactions that are really, really positive, and you have these deep conversations, and you get to do all this stuff, and you go, wow, I mean, I really connected with my spouse, and I really got to know myself. And then some of you are like, you know what? Basically, we argue all the time. And then some of you are like, you know what, we're both shut down, or one person shut down, you know, it is what it is. But what I've realized is that in these relationships, we begin to learn a lot about ourselves, no matter what it is, no matter if it's positive or more negative, no matter if it's really healthy or somewhat toxic. What I found, though, is that the arguments usually that we have with the other person, usually, well, there's some big arguments, but usually some of the arguments are quite small. And these smaller arguments are always very interesting because it's not about the argument. It's about the stuff that's left unsaid in the middle. It's about the other stuff. It's about that other stuff that gets us to know about ourselves and the other person. But it's interesting how there's a tendency of taking things personally. It's interesting to hear what someone else is saying, but a lot of times the things that are being said are not really directed toward us. It's directed toward the person that's actually saying it, depending on how conscious or unconscious we are and how aware we are. The last thing I really want to talk about today is the yes or no concept and folks that tend to give us some pain in our life. Because I found that the more pain that someone gives us, yes, initially, is there an anger response? Yes. Initially, are we kind of stuck? Yes. Do we eventually overcome? Yes. We work at it. But the only way to learning in this situation, is to actually see it for what it is. See the situation for what it truly is. Right? Because a lot of times we lose sight of it. We go, oh my gosh, this relationship's falling apart. I feel XYZ. I feel horrible. But we don't really see, okay, this is a learning tool for me. This is for me to understand me. This is for me to really see who I am. This is for me to understand how I value myself. This is for me to begin to see how I can validate myself instead of looking toward other people to validate me. Okay, because it's interesting. One of the biggest arguments I find is really the underlying argument is the fact that you're doing all this stuff for the other person. They don't see your value. No matter what you do, they still don't see your value. You keep trying over and over again to get them to see your value. They don't. You keep coming up short. Then there's the internal battle where you feel like you're beating yourself up over that because you feel bad about that situation because you're not happy with how you're feeling about in your life. And so there's multiple layers of situations going on here. The concept of yes or no, when somebody tells us no, how hard and how painful that can feel. And it's interesting because I found that sometimes when we just shift our perspective a little bit, the no is really not the problem. It's really the yes sometimes. All this is about seeing perspective. The biggest arguments we can have with people, if we internalize that argument, yes, that's one thing. If we don't internalize that argument and we see it for what it is by actually being able to see more internally into ourselves, we begin to see the lesson and the value within why we're living that in that moment. Remembering, when we deflect on other people's issues, it can be helpful for us to understand the other person. However, that is personal deflection. And that deflection really takes us off target from doing what? From living our purpose. What's our purpose? From learning who we are, from learning ourselves at the core and being able to accept and validate ourselves on our own, aka unconditionally loving ourselves day in and day out, second by second. If you haven't already, check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, BERGES.com. Also on YouTube, new video content up every week, as well as the live feeds on Facebook and YouTube. Just go to YouTube and put in Ashley Burgess, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. So, in the meantime, it's all about living our true life. It's all about connecting and having that happiness. It's all about creating that happiness from within, because that's really the only way we get it. We can only get validation from within. We can only get our happiness from within. Other people can validate us, but their validation is great. But until we validate ourselves again, it doesn't matter. People can hold validation from us. That's fine. But when they're holding it from us, that's all we want because we haven't found it within ourselves. And eventually when we find it, guess what? We don't need theirs anymore. So things to think about. I look forward to seeing you next week. There'll be a great live show next week as well. Don't know exactly what we'll be talking about, but you know what? We'll figure it out before the show. So I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Hope you have some stuff planned that you want to do. Maybe it's just hanging out. Maybe it's getting to know yourself. Maybe it's seeing purpose. Maybe it's just relaxing. So stay tuned to next week. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, you know what? And three shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598 and begin to learn your history.